This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, Judge Barton?
Here.
Ms. Carter? Judge Bloom? Judge Buckley?
Here.
Judge Fannin?
Here.
Judge McCabe?
Here.
Ms. Fleming?
Here.
Judge Nadler?
Nadler? I didn't hear Nadler. I'm here.
Mr. Planet?
Here.
Mr. Taylor?
Here.
Ms. Turner?
Here.
And Mr. Yamasaki?
Here.
And Sherry Carter.
Oh, excellent.
All right, we're just starting. Well, as I indicated, this is an open meeting. We do have three action items and one informational. And Melissa, could you give the reminder on the fact the meeting is being recorded at all?
Sure. As a reminder, this meeting is open to the public and is being recorded. Members of the public can join the call via a listen-only code permitting them to join and leave at any time without notice or interruption. Please identify yourself prior to speaking for the benefit of all participating and listening to the meeting. We ask that you please place your phones on mute when not speaking to avoid background noise. Please do not place us on hold at any time during the meeting to avoid distractions caused by on-hold music.
Thank you. Our first item on the agenda relates to the minutes of May 18, 2018, and the minutes of March 1, 2019. That was our action by email. Any concerns about those, or do I hear a motion?
Nadler, I'll move to approve.
McCabe, second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Are there any opposed? Okay, the minutes are approved. And as I understand it, Melissa, we have received no public comment for this meeting. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. The first agenda item, and did we have someone just join? The first agenda item relates to a request to use IMF funding in the 2019-2020 year for Sustained Justice Edition CCTC hosting for two courts that are in the process of migrating off the CCTC system and onto their own case management systems. Madera is targeting next month, and Humboldt, I think, by the end of October. As courts have left, the costs have been reduced, and there's $800,000 left, so extending hosting costs will not equal the cost of savings from other courts. Mr. David Kuhn, a manager from the Judicial Council's IT division, is here to present this item. Mr. Kuhn.
Thank you, Judge. Good afternoon, committee members. I'm here today to speak on the fiscal year 1920 hosting cost associated with the Sustained Justice Edition at the California Court Technology Center. As way of background on this particular item, in April of 2014, the Judicial Council had directed the JCTC to develop a plan that would result in the elimination or future elimination of subsidies from the IMF fund for costs associated with the Sustained Justice Edition courts. In April of 2016, there were nine courts which had their SJE system hosted at the California Court Technology Center. Also in that same month, there was a proposal to provide funding to the for a project to migrate six of those nine courts from having SJE hosted at the CCTC to Placer hosting. That proposal was endorsed by this committee as well as Judicial Council and Judicial Council Technology Committee. Those courts completed their migration to Placer hosting in January 2018. One of the components of the Placer hosting was the elimination by June 30th of 2019 of IMF funding for the cost associated with CCTC hosting of SJE. Just a quick note is the Imperial Court in a separate effort had left CCTC hosting in November 2017 through a separate project. With that, that leaves two courts hosted at CCTC, and that is the Humboldt Court and the Madera Court. Both of these courts had received BCP funding and are in the process of deploying a new case management system. The Madera Court's new case management system is targeted to go live in May of 2019, and the Humboldt Court's go-live date for a locally hosted system is October of 2019. With the Humboldt Court's deployment going into fiscal year 19-20, a funding source is needed while that court completes their migration to the new case management system. Over the last couple of years, we have been able to decommission various servers, storage, et cetera, as these courts have left the hosting at CCTC and realized it more savings than we were initially expecting. There's currently, from 18-19 funding, $800,000 available, which could be used to offset the CCTC hosting of SJE in fiscal year 19-20. On page 7, I believe, of the binder materials that for this meeting, there is a table which projects the net IMF funding assistance needed for through December 31st of 2019 of $426,000. The Humboldt Court, once they leave in October, we would still need a couple of months to decommission the environments at the CCTC and eliminate the remaining hosting cost. So this proposal is asking for the committee's consideration to provide authorization to use fiscal year 18-19 funds, which have been previously allocated to the Interim Case Management System program, to cover that hosting cost through December. This presentation or proposal was also given to the Judicial Council Technology Committee at their March 2019 meeting, and it was approved. With that, I'll stop and ask if there are any questions.
This is Jeff Barton. Any discussion relating to this agenda item?
So, Judge Barton, this is Mike Planet. I just have a comment to make. This sounds like exactly what has gone forward with the V3 fund, the funding to get the V3 courts off of V3. We've experienced the same kind of reduction in costs to and got approval of this committee to extend that funding over for another year or so. So, if I'm not mistaken, this is we have some precedent with the V3 funding that would apply here.
Yeah, that's true. Our court had that same problem and extended the time. Any other questions, comments, or concerns? All right, the recommendation is on page 8 of the materials. If there is no further discussion, do I hear a motion?
McCabe moved to recommend.
Planet seconds.
Okay, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed?
This is Sherry Carter, and the next item on the agenda, item 2, deals with allocations from the State Trial Court Improvement and Modernization Fund for 2019-2020. It is an action item. The materials start on page 9. We have Mr. Jason Haas, who is a senior budget analyst with the JCC Budget Services, to present the information. So I will turn it over to Mr. Haas.
Good afternoon. This is Jason Haas, Senior Budget Analyst and Budget Services. I'd like to begin by directing your attention to Attachment 2A, which is page 13 in your materials. This attachment is broken down into sections to make it easier for you to view the changes in the IMF for the current year, as well as the proposed allocations for 19-20. Columns D through F and rows 1 through 42 represent the allocations for 18-19, and column I is the requested allocation for 19-20. Columns J and K represent the dollar and percentage change, respectively, from current year to budget year. Rows 45 to 51 are allocation adjustments due to budget change proposals, and these will be discussed more in detail later in the item presentation. However, the highlights are IT has three BCPs, one for CMS replacement phase 4, one for the Futures Commission, and one for digitizing court records. These would be general fund transfers into the IMF if approved. The Phoenix Roadmap BCP would affect IT and branch accounting procurement. This would shift $3.2 million of current IMF expenditures to the general fund if approved. The last BCP is for legal services, and it affects litigation management and the trial court's transactional assistance program. This would also shift $5.1 million of current IMF expenditures to the general fund if approved. In summary, the requested allocations of $80.1 million for 19-20 is an increase of $22.7 million more than the 18-19 allocations. Of this 22.7, $20.1 million is attributable to the BCPs we just mentioned. In the event that the BCPs are not approved in part or in whole, the request could increase up to an additional $8.4 million to $88.5 million. However, the status of the BCPs will be known prior to the July Judicial Council meeting, and therefore a definitive amount will be requested at the time. While we do not anticipate the BCPs being denied, the fund condition statement is healthy enough to sustain the additional request should it be needed. The bottom portion of Attachment 2A, which is on page 14, is a summary of the total allocations requested by office. Total requested allocations for 1920 are $5.7 million for state operations and $74.4 million for local assistance, total of $80.1 million. What we just gave you was detail in preparation for item number 2, which can be found on page 9 of your materials. Starting with audit services, they're requesting $410,000, and this is an increase of about $40,000 from prior year, and the increase is attributable to increased staffing costs. Branch accounting and procurement is requesting $138,000. This is a reduction of $1.3 million. The allocation is for staff that supports the procurement needs for the courts. The reduction in allocation is due to the expected approval of the 1920 BCP we mentioned priorly, which would shift $1.5 million from the IMF to the general fund. Center for Families, Children, and the Courts is requesting an allocation of approximately $5.7 million, which is an increase of $520,000 from the prior year. This increased amount is solely related to the Shriver Civil Council, as there was a change in the Code of Civil Procedure number 384 in 1718, which diverted funds to the IMF for 1 year. These funds are reserved within the IMF and can only be spent for this purpose. Therefore, the program is requesting an allocation to spend those reserve funds in 1920. The Center for Judiciary Education and Research is requesting $1.2 million, and this request is unchanged from the previous year. Court Operations Services is requesting $143,000. This is also unchanged from prior year. Budget Services is requesting about $366,000. This is an increase of about $28,000 and to fund increased staffing costs. Human Resources is requesting $22,700, and there's no change from the prior year. Information Technology is requesting approximately $68.1 million, which is an increase of $26.4 million. The increase is almost exclusively due to the three BCPs we mentioned that will provide general fund transfers to the IMF. Excluding the increased amount from the BCPs, the allocation is actually lower by about $370,000, as there were savings from projects that are ending or had one-time funding in prior year. Legal Services Office is requesting $3.9 million, which is a savings of about $2.9 million from the prior year. The reduction is mainly due to the litigation management BCP we mentioned, which would shift expenditures out of the IMF into the general fund. If the BCP is not approved, an additional allocation of up to $5.15 million will be needed. Excluding the effect of the BCP, the allocation request is higher by about $2.1 million. The increase is due to pending litigation, which may or may not result in an expense to the IMF this fiscal year. The $2.5 million would result in allocation savings if the payment is deferred to future years. So that you can be assured that the IMF has sufficient funding to support the request, please see Attachment 2C, which is on page 18 of your packet, which is the IMF fund condition statement. Columns Column C, row 26, represents the 2018-19 forecasted fund balance of $11.5 million, and column D, row 26, estimates an ending fund balance of 19-20 of $9.8 million. So even if the BCPs that would shift money out to the general fund are not approved, and we needed to come back for, and we needed $8.4 million in allocation, we would still have enough funding balance of about $1.4 million in 19-20. That would be, please see column D, rows 21 and 22, which are the total allocations of $80.1 million being requested. Looking into future fiscal years of 2021 and beyond, the fund is no longer projected to be insolvent, as has been discussed in previous years. Judicial Council staff have continued to work with the Department of Finance, and the pending BCPs for 1920 would resolve the structural imbalance of this fund now and for the foreseeable future. Going back to the item, the recommendation on page 12 is to approve the 1920 allocations from the IMF under either scenario of full or partial BCP approval. If there's any questions, we'd be happy to answer them.
So this is Sherry Carter. First of all, I want to express my appreciation to the Judicial Council staff for doing such a great job in providing all these materials and the detail, and for doing such a good job in projecting their needs within these accounts. It's been a long time since we've had to deal with addressing shortfalls, and these BCPs, I hope they do help with our structural imbalance. But anyway, so is there any discussion, any questions, concerns, or discussions around the recommendations on page 12? I'm sorry, Sherry.
I think the explanation was extremely detailed, and I wanted to make a motion to approve the recommendations outlined on page 12 of our materials.
This is Kim Turner, and I'll second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That sounds great. So, Judge Barton, item three.
Okay. Item three is to consider adopting recommendations for allocations to the trial court trust fund for FY 1920. The TCTF allocations total $212.3 million. The largest portion of the increase comes from the increased funding for court-appointed dependency counsel. On page 20 of the materials, it goes through each of the areas where allocations are provided and outlines which are increasing and which are decreasing. And Melissa Ng, a senior budget analyst from the JC Budget Services offices, will present.
Thank you, Judge Barton. Melissa Ng with the Judicial Council Budget Services, presenting on item three, allocations from the trial court trust fund for 2019-20. The Judicial Council brings before the subcommittee and requests adoption of recommended preliminary 2019-20 trial court trust fund allocations totaling $212.3 million. This is an increase of approximately $23.5 million from 2018-19, mainly driven by new funding of $20 million in the governor's budget for court-appointed dependency counsel. Attachment A details recommended allocations for the Judicial Council staff in the amount of $3.9 million and expenses on behalf of the trial courts in the amount of $9.5 million. Attachment B provides narratives on each of the recommended allocations. Just to highlight Judicial Council staff changes, these include an increase of $1.058 million for Sergeant Shriver Civil Council Pilot, which is allocated by the Judicial Council on a three-year grant cycle and based on recommendations from the Sergeant Shriver Civil Council Implementation Committee. Also, is an increase of $181,000 for the Statewide Supportive Collections Program to support a contract to update benchmarks that are currently 11 years old. However, I did want to note that the Judicial Council is working on procuring a consultant services in the current year using 2018-19 savings for this program, and if successful, this request may be reduced. We will know the final need for the 2019-20 prior to the Judicial Council meeting in July. Next is a decrease of $357,143 for the California Courts Technology Center to reflect five courts migrating away from the full CCTC hosting of their local network environments. These include desktop support, local server support, and help desk and email. Also is a decrease of $298,800 for the interim case management system to reflect Humboldt, as the remaining court anticipated to leave CCTC hosting by October 31st, 2019. Next is a decrease of $37,776 for Phoenix Financial and Human Resources to reflect current Superior Court opting out of the virtual buyer program. And also an increase of $438,062 for other post-employment benefits valuations based on the contract's first year in a two-year cycle in which the majority of the data gathering and development of the actuarial reports will be performed. We also have an increase of $139,000 for e-filing funds carried over from 2017-18 and 2018-19 due to delays in implementation. Funding is provided through a general fund loan and will be repaid through fees generated after implementation. All other recommendations not mentioned remain the same from 2018-19. Next, Attachment C provides recommendations for allocating funds in support of trial court operations in the amount of $198.9 million. Only reimbursements to trial courts are considered for recommendation and are shown in column C of the attachment. Other allocations are dependent upon enactment of the state budget, have already been acted on by the council, are required by statute, or are otherwise authorized charges for cost of programs. These allocations are identified in column D of attachment C. Attachment D provides a narrative of those items being brought to the subcommittee for consideration. First is the $20 million increase for court-appointed dependency counsel, which reflects funding included in the governor's budget. It is currently included in our recommended allocation, assuming it will be appropriated in the 2019 Budget Act. Also is an increase in the amount of $233,306 for court-appointed dependency collections reimbursement, which is due to anticipated revenue increases. And lastly, the 2019-20 allocation for replacement of screening equipment will be used to purchase an estimated 44 magnetometers and 28 X-ray machines. And this request reflects a $600,000 reduction from 2018-19. Last, attachment E displays the trial court trust fund. Fund condition statement was projected 2019-20 to have a fund balance of approximately $64.1 million. Of which $26.5 million is restricted and $37.6 million is unrestricted, projected balance at the end of 2019-20. The fund is projected to have sufficient funds to support the 2019-20 proposed preliminary allocations. And with that, I'm happy to answer any questions. We also have other Judicial Council staff from the various programs on the call, as well to answer any programmatic questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you, Melissa, for that presentation. Do we have any questions or discussion?
This is Kim Turner. I do have a question about the OPEB costs, and you know, obviously that's not a large dollar amount. But I am the CEO in Mendocino, where we have no post-employment benefits. We don't have retiree health or any of the associated other post-employment benefits. Yet the courts that don't have those benefits are charged a pro rata share of the creation of that report. So I'm curious about the sort of the policy decision that was made. I talked at one point with a JCC staff member about that and was told that, you know, this was a decision made a while ago with respect to sharing of those costs. I'm wondering if that's something that we don't need to solve it today, but I'd like to kind of put that on the radar that it does not seem appropriate to charge courts that have no costs and for which there will be no report to have them share in the cost of creating that valuation report.
This is Greg Kyle. The actuary still needs to prepare a report, even though you don't have any benefits. They still have to provide their opinion that there's no OPEB plan for your court. So even though they're you don't have a plan, it does need to be reviewed by the actuary. And a determination has to be made. So we allocate a much smaller amount to your court for the cost of that.
Okay. I mean, it still seems if we don't have anything for them to review except for them to just simply check a box and say no benefits, I think the cost to us last year was something like $3,000 or $4,000, and that just seems like a lot of money for a, you know, box checking activity.
So we will be redoing the allocation this year. based on the actuary's recommendation. So it should be more reasonable than it has in past years.
Okay, thanks.
Any other questions or discussion? All right, hearing nothing, the recommendations are contained on page 22. There's two alternatives, adopt as is or with changes. Do I hear a motion?
Nazar, I'll move to adopt as is.
This is Rebecca, I'll second it.
Okay, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, please say nay. All right, it's passed unanimously. Last is an information-only item, which is a report on outstanding encumbrances for all TCTF and IMF-funded programs, and Mr. Jason Haas, a senior budget analyst for the Judicial Council Budget Service Office, is going to present.
The host has left the meeting, so at this time, the meeting will come to an end. Thank you, and goodbye.